Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The whole world is obsessed with the royal photo fiasco, or hashtag KateGate.
This is the biggest Photoshop fail of all time.
And we're going to get into it more with our own expert, David Apuzzo of apuzzostills.com. And David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So you've analyzed the photo in question. The first one, it's Kate surrounded by her kids. What did you discover?
The sleeve obviously has been Photoshopped. That was might have been done with like a clone tool or something, but I thought that was a little strange.
Okay, what about the rumor going around about Kate Middleton's face is actually taken and photoshopped onto her body from a 2016 Vogue cover shoot?
I don't think that is happening at all in that photo. First off, the shadows are completely different, and it looks like she's a little older in the photo that's on the grounds as opposed to on the Vogue cover. So, like, why would you add in wrinkles and stuff?
Or why wouldn't you?
Well, I will say this. If you're going to mess up that bad on a sleeve and get wrinkles like dead on, then there's an issue.
That's a good point. This is what goes to the original narrative of Kate saying, oh, I was experimenting with an app and that's where the Photoshop fail came from.
Yeah, and I noticed that the shadows like on the right side of her face from the Vogue cover were very contrasting. But the one on the actual family photo seemed very clean, like very clean light. So if they're amateur editors, it's not going to look that good, especially the sleeve is what gets me.
I mean, how easy is it to take an old photo with the same angle of the head and plop it into, say, the interior of a car? Like, the latest one is she's been accused of, she was outside in 2016, beautiful hairstyle. They took that photo and put her in a car next to William.
So the one thing I noticed about that one is the photo that they compared it to, there's somebody blocking her where you can't see her chin.
Oh, okay.
So they would have had to make her chin in that new photo.
And is there a software for that?
I don't put it past the palace if they couldn't do it.
But you know what I mean? It's like, okay, so they went to great lengths to then also add in a new chin.
Do you think that the conspiracies that are out there have just been blown out of proportion completely with the evidence that you've seen so far?
The only thing that I can keep going back to is people use TikTok or other social media avenues for generating their income.
Uh-huh.
They need clickbait.
Gotcha.
They need to raise interaction.
Ah.
They need to make people comment or like or share or any of that stuff, because the more eyes that get on it, it benefits the creator.
David, did you see in one of those pictures, like pixelated, it says, help me, floating above?
I did not see that.
Kate said.
What if we invert the image? Have we done that yet?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, I guess we haven't solved anything other than, yes, everything on the internet is clickbait and they want to make money. So conspiracy theories will keep you coming back because we can't get enough. Right, David?
Yeah, it's definitely altered. There's definitely things going on in it.
Hey, we love
Take
it.
What you will.
Thanks for having a level head when the rest of us are freaking out. It's David Apuzzo of Apuzzo Stills. Thank you for being our forensic photo analyst this morning.
Yeah, add that to the resume.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.